There are 150 speakers at the event, so I'm not the only one. What I'm talking about is sustainable gardening, organic growing, and also about diet and nutrition, because I kind of split somewhere between gardening and wellness. I discuss it all because food is important to me. So it's the growing process and the eating process, both.
And you've written a number of books.
I have. My sixth book is coming out this fall called The Wellness Garden, which is all about diet, nutrition, gardening, exercise. But the books you can find right there at the bookstore at the Mother Earth News Fair are 101 Organic Gardening Hacks and my other favorite, which is Grow a Living Wall. So I teach people how to grow up so that it's easier for their health and for their body.
And for you, it's not just a matter of enjoying gardening. It's raising some of the food that you want to eat out of health concerns, right? You had some health concerns that you've been able to address via your diet and nutrition.
Absolutely. In 2015, I was diagnosed with severe degenerative osteoarthritis. Now, this is not uncommon for someone who's under 60. In fact, 2/3 of all osteoarthritis sufferers are under the age of 64.
When you were first diagnosed with this illness, your doctor at the time said, really, the only thing you can do to mitigate your pain is take prescription painkillers, opioids. You didn't want to have anything to do with that. You got a second opinion. Another doctor said, let's look at your diet and let's look at nutrition. And for you, that worked.
It did work. And in fact, the really big thing that's happened that's like demonstratively changed my life is that I no longer have severe allergies I used to have. I no longer have high blood pressure. Inflammatory conditions are heart disease, diabetes, asthma, and allergies. These were all things that I suffered from with my high blood pressure and other conditions. So when I changed my diet and I began walking 1 hour a day every day, it also changed all those other conditions, not just the osteoarthritis condition. And so for me, it became this amazing thing where I feel better every day now, and I'm 51 years old. You know, I'm no longer 29 years old. I feel better than I felt when I was 29. And it's because of the diet and exercise. Remember when you were a kid and the doctor said, you need to exercise regularly. I thought you had to like go out and lift weights, you know, do this heavy stuff. That's not it at all. It's just walking every day. It's so good for you.
Anything else we should know about the fair?
Absolutely. The bookstore is to die for. It is filled with hundreds and hundreds of books that are all about sustainability. So gardening, knitting, chickens, animal husbandry, food preparation, cheese making, all of these sorts of things.
You can learn to churn butter.
You can. You can absolutely learn how to do that. And the thing about it is when you go and you meet the speaker, so you get up, you watch a speaker on stage, and remember, there's 150 different workshops. Then after they get done speaking, you can go and meet them personally and talk to them. So lots of times my audience that listens to me on social media, they'll come to meet me at the fair because they can finally ask me those detailed questions about gardening or wellness that they want to get down to the nitty gritty with. And you can do that with any of these topics. All the authors are wonderful and responsive. And where else can you go to meet so many experts in such a small space? It's wonderful.